From Lake Wissota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back to Up North News on the radio. I'm Up North News founding editor Pat Kreitlow. Nice to have you here, whether you're listening on the radio, like Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, or online. We've got a Facebook page at Bull Falls Radio, also at Up North News Show. Luke, did I get that right?
I believe we're working on the Facebook page for the show, but we got a Twitter handle for the show. So that's at Up North News Show.
So we've got Up North News Show for the radio show, Up North News WI for our main product, the news stories that we work on every day. And we're here starting the show only because this particular Mega Millions ticket did nothing. It just helped whoever in Illinois had the real one. So we're here, we're working. But we're working in a good cause. We're going to make radio pleasant again. We're going to make it fact-based. And so I want to talk for a bit about the organizations that are putting this together, the entrepreneurs, the idea people, if you will. Civic Media is the name of the radio group that is building a network of stations, hometown stations across Wisconsin. And the notes from people smarter than me say, at Civic Media, we believe radio has an important role to play in supporting the community with quality local news and commentary. We're going to focus on local, regional, and state issues and current events that are most relevant to our listeners and combine that with open and honest commentary to advance our collective understanding and engagement. So as we continue adding stations to that, we hope that you will be part of the Civic Media family. Up North News itself, this particular program is part of something called Courier Newsroom. And that is a network of 8 state-based news sites. And I helped co-found Up North News, the Wisconsin outlet for Courier Newsroom. We also have the Gander in Michigan. We have the Keystone in Pennsylvania, the Cardinal and Pine in North Carolina, Floriquas in Florida, the Dogwood in Virginia, and the Copper Courier in Arizona. So if you're listening in any of those states or know people that do feel free to let them know about those. And our most recent addition, Iowa Starting Line. Iowa Starting Line, one that already previously existed. Pat Renard doing a fantastic job as the founding editor of that one and following Iowa news as well. Courier Newsroom itself is also described as a civic media company and dedicated to reporting on issues across the country. We hold ourselves to high journalistic standards, but we're also not afraid to stand for something. That, to me, is what has been, I don't know, for lack of a better term, a cancer on news coverage. And it's not necessarily, again, out of ill intent, but both sides-ism has been taken to such an extreme that it is actually doing you and me, you know, the citizen, the voter, the taxpayer, a disservice when you equate things, when you simply parrot, whether it's Tom Tiffany or anybody else, you know, advancing the big lie about election fraud. You're not doing a favor to your listeners, to your readers, to your viewers with the old, you know, and meanwhile, others say, it's come back to that old journalistic adage. It is not a journalist's job to say, he says it's cloudy, she says it's sunny. It's the journalist's job to open the damn window and tell you who's right and who's not. And it's not that every story is black and white. There are incredible shades of gray across the spectrum of any issue, but be as accurate as you can about that shade of gray. I am happy to see more newsrooms being more honest about, you know, what's been called the big lie, because that's what it is, a lie. We're not playing some say quite as often with that anymore. It took a little while, but it got there. Certainly a lot faster than it took media to get used to calling something that was gerrymandered, gerrymandered. We certainly tried to let people know about that in 2011 when the Wisconsin legislature first rigged the maps to have a clearly unfair to the point of corrupt majority in the Wisconsin legislature. But, you know, newsrooms were very hesitant to use the word gerrymander to describe it. Now, all these years later, just about any Wisconsin newsroom talking about the way the maps are fairly and accurately calls them gerrymandered, because you have a situation where you can't gerrymander an entire state. So in statewide elections, you have Tony Evers winning and Tammy Baldwin winning, and collectively in all the legislature, again, Democratic voters outnumber Republican voters. And yet Republicans have a near supermajority in both houses of the legislature because of the way the maps have been rigged. I refer to myself as a poster child for that, because I can look right out this window and see the 3rd congressional district. Because at the time when I was running against Sean Duffy, they redrew the congressional district map to bring the line out to take Chippewa Falls, which is over this way, out of the district, and to take Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids out of the district and put it into the 3rd district and put St. Croix County into the 7th district. Now that's being widely recognized as gerrymandering, but we just had the toughest time getting it accurately described at the time. It's the maps we have to live with, but we're still going to call things as we see them. To that end, there are 4 candidates running in the 3rd congressional district, and we're going to have all 4 of them on this week, 3 of them tomorrow. In our 8 o'clock hour, we will have Deb Baldus McGrath. In our 9 o'clock hour, Rebecca Cook. And in our 10 o'clock hour, Brad Paff. And then we will have Mark Newman in our 10 o'clock hour, I believe. Let me confirm. No, our 9 o'clock hour on Thursday. So that's all coming up here on Up North News. And I'm Pat Quitelow. We'll take a break and be back after that.